Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us about the foundation of rejoicing.
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's been so many advances, so many things that's going on in our culture, and a lot of times, too, we've talked about it many times before. It's just kind of like the up and down emotions where people, it's just like they're happy for a day, they're not happy, it's like they're entertained, they got to get entertained, and it's just like you want something that's long-lasting, something that's just like everlasting, something that's going to be like, okay, I don't want to be just happy for a few hours. I don't want to be happy until it wears off. You know, I don't want just a sugar high. And I was in my abiding time, and I just came across rejoicing. And it just so just reminded me of what it is that we're rejoicing over. And it says, okay, for if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?
This is in the Bible, right?
This is in the Bible. I'm sorry. This is in Romans. He says, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we have now received reconciliation. And I just really just began to just soak on that. And it's just like when we remember what Jesus Christ did for us, when we remember what was done for us, what was forgiven for us, we really begin to just rejoice and understand the fact that I'm not who I was.
Right.
And God has just wiped it all clean. And it's just like you remember, it's like all that weight, all that burden is gone. And I came across also, it says in Psalms 119, it says, I rejoice in following your statutes as one who rejoices in great riches. It's like when you get caught up in remembering what Jesus Christ did and the finished work of how he has forgiven us, we begin to rejoice. And you think about it, and it's just like we returning back to that, staying in that place of remembering that we're forgiven. We talk about the fact that that one sentence, are you saved? Are you saved? It's just like, well, what are you saved from? That we're no longer eternally judged, but we have eternal life through Jesus. And you think about it, Leonard Ravenhill says that entertainment is the devil's replacement for joy. And it says, you know, basically, we have all these
repeat
things.
Repeat that again. That's awesome.
Entertainment is the devil's replacement for joy. Is that entertainment, it feeds on your flesh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with entertainment. I love a good hockey game.
You call that entertainment?
That is entertainment.
Oh.
You know, because
others would call that torture, but it's okay.
Kind of like baseball. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah. No.
Or football.
No.
Or if you're in Brazil, if you're also watching football, soccer for us in the West, whatever. But the thing is, though, there's nothing wrong with entertainment. But when you think about it, though, a life lived for entertainment, it's like I said, when I begin to just think about this, it's like that sugar high.
Mm-hmm.
You have some sugar, candy, drink, whatever, and it only lasts for a little while, but then there's that dip of just like, okay, I need more.
Right.
It's not going to fulfill me. But you think about rejoicing. True joy is something that feeds our soul. It feeds our spirit because we understand it's Jesus that fulfills us. And you think about that also too. I mean, it's the foundation of a heart of gratitude. And right now, it's just like all the things that's going on in our culture, and it's like you got to fight to be grateful. You got to keep that constant focus of just like, you know, I was being able to spend time with the boys this weekend, and to me, I think it's such a breath of fresh air when you can enjoy a car ride with a 12-year-old, and they can say, you know what, man, life's good. I got food on the table.
Right.
I got a roof over my head. I got a family that loves me.
Got an Xbox. Got a Wii. I'm good.
But the fact that he didn't go that far. He just said, I got a dog to play with, and I got a family that loves me.
Wow, that's great.
But that's the perspective of just like being grateful and understanding the fact that, you know what? It's God that forgave me.
Mm-hmm.
I have got that rejoicing. I can rejoice in what Jesus did. And the Holy Spirit brought me back too, and it's like there was a specific encounter that Jesus has, and you can read about this in Luke. Jesus is talking with a religious leader. He's talking with a Pharisee. And at the time when they're talking, a woman comes in and she's weeping. And the whole time that she's there and she's crying and she falls at Jesus' feet and she's wiping Jesus' feet with her tears.
Mm-hmm.
And there's interchange back and forth between the Pharisee and Jesus. And this is what Jesus says. He says, two people owed money to a certain money lender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Basically, imagine one owed him $50 and the other owed him $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of them had the money to pay him back. So he forgave the debts of both. And Jesus asks him, okay, now which of him will love him more? And he says, well, the one who had a bigger debt. He says, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm paraphrasing. But the thing is, though, when we understand what Jesus forgave us of, knowing that we did not have any ability to wipe clean our eternal debt,
mm-hmm.
how much more are we going to rejoice? Imagine if somebody walked up to you right now and gave you a paid-off invoice for your mortgage, gave you a paid-off invoice for that car you just bought. That's okay. Let's say you buy a house for $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to rejoice. But when you truly understand what Jesus Christ has done for you in eternity, I mean, that is grounds for rejoicing.
Yeah. Right?
And that's the awesome thing. And it's just like, if you're listening and it's just like, oh, I don't really know about all this. And it's just like, do you know him?
Yeah.
Have you allowed him to come in your life? Have you asked him to erase your debt? Have you said, Lord, I need some forgiving in my life. I need that debt cleaned. I didn't even know I had that debt, but I know it's only through you that you can clean that debt.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is that I think about how exciting it is that when we're telling someone about who Jesus is, I mean, he's the debt payer.
Mm-hmm.
He's the cleaner of all debts. And we rejoice in someone saying yes. And, you know, the Bible talks about reaping and sowing, and it's just like where we work in someone's life that someone else a few days later can talk about Jesus and they can say yes to Jesus. But what's even more exciting is that we've been talking many, many discussions about just hungry for the presence of the Lord and just, you know, a great awakening and just exciting of what God's going to do. But the encouraging thing is to think about is that there were past generations that have cried out for more of God, mm-hmm. for the rejoicing of his presence. And it's just like we are about to enter into a season where we're going to reap where we have not sowed.
Mm-hmm.
Where there have been the generations before us, the Leonard Ravenhills before us, the Steve Hills before us, that have prayed and sought the face of God so earnestly, so consistently, and dedicated their lives to prayer, that we're going to see what their prayers were for. And it's like, this is a time of rejoicing, and I want to encourage you that don't be discouraged. We're seeing, you know, the greatest amount of darkness in the world right now. It is literally, it seems like it's almost covering the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's on every continent. Mm. And it's just like, what's going on? What's going on? God knows what's going on. And the Bible says specifically that his glory is going to cover the earth. And it's like, these are times for rejoicing. Mm-hmm. These are exciting days that we can rejoice in the Lord. We can rejoice who Jesus is and what Jesus Christ has done. And it's just, get back to a place of rejoicing. Get back to a heart of gratitude and remembering who Jesus is, because he wiped my debt clean and he can wipe yours.
That's awesome. You know, awesome. Happiness is something that just happens, but joy is from the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.